A lot of this week, Senator, spent on tort reform measures.
When I was served in the House, I say 10 years ago, we passed tort reform and limited the cap that people could make as far as punitive damage. It did not limit their medical cost or anything like that. Money could be spent, but it's just as far as a punitive damage. And so we passed that, but the court threw that out several years ago, and we've tried hard to get that done. And I jokingly said to Senator Brown, when you start on this, you had hair, and he's bald now completely, and it's just about that bad. It takes that long to do it. But I was totally impressed that both sides came together. The trial lawyers gave a lot. The physicians gave a lot. And so we were able to pass a medical tort reform bill that's huge for the state of Missouri. Back 10 years ago, when we originally passed that, we had doctors leaving the state. We had some refuse to do certain types of surgeries. Had one OBGYN that was paying $160,000 a year in medical malpractice insurance. And insurance companies, I think, were ripping them off. But I think also the court system, they just didn't know where they're at. So everybody came together and passed this, and it's huge for the state of Missouri.
Medical malpractice, as you talk about, was one of the bills. There were two others that were debated this week as well. And again, all part of the total package of tort reform.
We're trying to spend time on tough issues, and this tort reform actually spent probably almost better than a week laying it over, trying to compromise, and came up with this two-tier system that we've got now. But we also had a bill on expert witnesses that tried to make Missouri's law follow the federal law as far as expert witnesses. And there's mixed thoughts there, so we were not able to get that done. Spent quite a bit of time on the floor. It needs to have some work done on it, so we're forcing compromise, and hopefully they'll come up with a compromise and do that. Another tough one was loser pay, and hopefully we could do away with the court cases that really don't have any substance. People just hope they can settle out of court. It's cheaper to settle out of court than pay an attorney or do this or do that. And we have a bill that we've had for numerous years up here, but it came up again. Loser pay. If you file suit against somebody, the judge can order the loser to pay the attorney fees and all court costs, and that could limit some of these questionable court cases. We never want to take anybody's right away to the courts, but we don't want that system abused. So that's two major things. We will go back to those before the session's over, and hopefully we can come up with something that will fit all parties and serve the state of Missouri well.
One of your measures, seeing some floor time as well this week, that helps Howell County.
Yes, I passed Senate Bill 67. The judges and county commissioners and people in Howell County asked me to get approved. The state has to approve an increase in tax or a fee for their court system, and they asked me to pass a bill to allow them to charge a $10 fee on court cases in Howell County. And so the original bill that I filed had all, and then that just was not going to pass. So I took traffic cases out of there, and I think that's justifiable because oftentimes the court costs can be higher than the fine. And so we took court costs out of there, and we're able to pass it on just civil and criminal cases. And that's who ties up our courtroom. That's who ties up our space. So got it passed, got it third read today, Thursday, and it's on its way to the House. And so Representative Rhodes will carry it over there, and we get that done. Then that will be the prerogative of the county commissioner at that time to do it. It's not necessarily so. It gives them the option of doing from any amount up to a maximum of $10 per case. And so the county commission will have to take action to proceed with that. Did have a number of guests up here, and I want to encourage anyone and everyone to come to their state capitol. It takes a lot of time, but I always welcome the guests. Try my best to show them around the capitol or have people show them. It's their capitol, and they need to come up here and visit their capitol. It's a good day trip. My gosh, there was a school up here today all the way from Cape Girardeau, and that had to be a five-hour bus ride, five or maybe six on a school bus. And up there in back, they're going to spend 10, 12 hours on the road. So it's a lot to a lot of people, and a lot of schools do come up here, but I encourage schools and adults, senior citizens, anybody. We've got one of the 10 most beautiful capitals in all of the United States, and it's their capital. It's not mine or anybody else's. They have a right to it, and welcome them to come up and enjoy the beautiful capital, the artwork in it, and to watch the proceedings. I'd like to take them in on the Senate floor, introduce them, let them get a feel what state government is and how we hope it's working for them.